With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. A 2-year-old watchdog group has just released its second report that points to a lack of compliance with state law when it comes to filing financial disclosure reports. Of the state's 55 boards and commissions, New Mexico Ethics Watch found that members of just 3 have filed a simple disclosure report, and no one seems to be making sure that they do. Kathleen Sabo is the executive director of the Watchdog Group.
So our second report is about compliance with the Financial Disclosure Act, it's a New Mexico state law, by members of boards and commissions who are required to get Senate confirmation to be appointed. And the law is very clear on that. Not every member of a board and commission, if you looked at like the Music Commission, they wouldn't be required because they don't need Senate confirmation. But boards of regents, all the boards of regents, everything to the Spaceport Authority, to the Commission for the Blind, these are people who require Senate for confirmation, and the law requires them to file these very basic disclosure statements, which are now online, the Secretary of State's office, that give a window into what their business is, who they're involved with, how much money they make from certain sources. And it's, again, very limited. But it lets us see, are there conflicts here? Are they working to foster their own interests rather than the public? And, you know, there are some very high-profile cases where people ran afoul of that.
One recent case is that of State Senator Phil Griego, who was convicted of not disclosing his work on a real estate deal involving state property for which he earned a hefty sales commission. Financial disclosure of legislators and cabinet secretaries' outside earnings was the topic of Ethics Watch's first report last year. More on the work of New Mexico Ethics Watch tomorrow. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.